Words in the news from bbclearningenglish.com.
More than 340,000 Syrians have already fled their country, but with 2,000 to 3,000 crossing the borders every day, the UN Refugee Agency expects that figure to double to 700,000 by the end of this year. Most of those fleeing arrive with nothing more than their clothes. Many are young children, and now winter is coming. The hardest season for refugees, said the agency's chief spokeswoman, Melissa Fleming.
It is awful to be a refugee. It's awful to live in a tent. It's even worse if you have to live in a tent when it's freezing and windy and cold and wet outside. So we want to make sure that at least the situation is livable for these people who have no other choice. Survival is their only option fleeing across borders.
The refugee agency is sending stoves, fuel, blankets, and warm clothing to camps in Jordan. In Lebanon, where there are no camps, some cash will be provided to help refugees pay rent. And prefabricated shelters are being considered for both Lebanon and Turkey. But the refugee agency says it has huge concerns for the estimated 1.2 million people displaced inside Syria, many without food or shelter. Although aid agencies are managing to reach some in urban areas, the UN admits only a fraction of those in need are getting help.